This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
It is Annie and Ando for your Tuesday drive home, filling in for Jack and Dean. And we have a massive hour coming up. We've already got somebody on the line. They're waiting for us right now. It is Shayna from The Block.
Wow. She's wrapped up the 2019 season of The Block. She co-hosts Selling Houses Australia. She supports Walk for Cover, a not-for-profit committed to ending youth homelessness. She runs her own interior design business. She's a mother. She's also an ambassador for some really cool brands. Welcome, Shayna Blaze, to the Annie and Ando Show.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you going?
Oh, not too bad. I'm actually covered in dust and everything because I'm in full Selling Houses makeover mode as we speak.
Are you on site at the moment filming?
No, I just walked off site.
Oh, wow. I did say you were busy.
Because otherwise you wouldn't have been able to hear me otherwise.
Do you know what I love? Just talking about your dusty covered self, you go from glam to DIY in a heartbeat, and you do both so well. You're congruent in both.
Oh, thanks, Dale. I love variety. I think one of the biggest things in my life is, like, I hate boredom and I hate sort of doing the same thing as a routine. So it's a perfect life for me.
You know, well, and when I say congruent, I deliberately mean it because you see some people on TV that pretend that they pick up a drill at the last minute and they put a hook in the wall and pretend, but you actually look like you really are covered in dust.
Well, I am. And the thing is, I've got to say, like, the last couple of years of Selling Houses, we are in Series 13. The last couple of years, I sort of gone, you know, guys, I've paid my dues. I don't want to do as much. I'm a bit tired. So I have to say, the last 2 years, if a tradie comes on site, go, she doesn't really do that much, just because I feel like I've earned my stripes.
I think you have. I love that show. And one of the things that, and it's across actually The Block and Selling Houses Australia, the synergy, not synergy, that's a wank word, but like the connection that shows on screen of you and your co-host, Charlie and Andrew and the boys, Neil and my favourite, Darren Palmer, just quietly.
He's a honey.
Isn't he just? But you look like you all get along really, really well.
We do. And I think one of the things is, like, you know, I've been working with Andrew and Charlie for 13 years and Darren and Neil for about 7 years. And you cannot sort of fake that type of rapport. You can't fake that friendship. And we are. We laugh like crazy. We respect each other for what each other does, even though we rib each other.
Yeah.
We do care about each other. And I think that's how we can have so much fun and be so genuine with each other on camera, because we all know that we mean it in a fun way, in a respectful way, and also we know what we're talking about and appreciate each other.
It comes across. And where you see it, I think, really test or real is when you disagree. Like, it's not, you don't just sort of, it's not a fake nod or you let the other judge speak. You actually will debate amongst yourselves. I love it.
Look, I've got to say, there's a few times with Darren and Neil over the years where we really have done that full-on debate and we've quite disagreed, and it's that healthy, like, no. And then I remember once walking off and Neil and I looked at each other and go, oh, that was a bit feisty. Yeah. But we just, you know, we respect each other's opinions.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we all believed in exactly the same thing, it would be quite boring. And it's
agreed.
Not, you know, if a buyer wants to come in and buy something, they're all not going to agree on the same thing. So I think because we have different opinions and we can help sway each other as well, because there's reasoning behind certain things of why we see it. And when you point something out, what you see, you can't unsee it. So there's that part too, that we do listen to each other.
And I wanted to get you in on the show. We were looking for an interior designer in particular, because at the moment I'm looking to move out and I'm looking at rental
off
properties.
Her parents,
yeah, away from my parents. And I was really wondering what I should be looking for from an interior designer's perspective, or are there any tips and tricks
for rentals?
For rentals to make them look nicer.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing with rentals is that you know, you can't do anything permanent. You want to try and make it yourself, and you know, to get, you know, good prices in rentals, you can't always get these really great houses that, you know, have a blank canvas that you can just put your own things into it. So I suppose it depends what you're working with. Like, you know, just as let's work with your place, what is your biggest problem that you've got at the moment with your rental?
Oh, well, I'm checking them out. So what I found is a lot of places are crumbly and they are looking quite shabby. Yeah, and especially things like stovetops that you can't cook on. You know, they're like, oh, you know, the temperature is just wildly inaccurate sometimes. It'll, you know, you can't cook anything.
Is
it ruins your food.
I think that's more like, you know, a landlord issue rather than a design issue start with, and what you're willing to accept for a lower rental price. So, you know, that's sort of a negotiation type thing. But when you're sort of working with an environment that you don't really like, you know, to me, one of the biggest things is like really bad flooring, and that's a big part of what you can do to cover that up. So rugs are fantastic to sort of cover up that, to give you a blank sort of surface to work with. So you can either buy really big rugs that, you know, are quite decorative, that hide what's under there, or you can actually get a cheaper version of carpet and get it overlocked and sort of overlay what's there, so you get a very calming sort of look. Yeah. Very easy. You go to sort of like, you know, auction houses, or you go to places that have really budget carpet and just get a very neutral look, and then get it asked to get it overlocked. And then that you're sort of almost covering most of the floor, whatever furniture you put on, it's starting with your colour palette rather than working with a dodgy one.
Of course. Is it still cool to use mirrors to make a space look bigger? Is that always going to be trendy?
Look, it's a bit like baking bread to sell a house, you know. It's that sort of thing.
A single home-cooked cookie.
Look, the mirror is always a case of what is it reflecting. And, you know, if you're trying to gain more light into a place, you usually do it opposite a window. And if that window is looking at, you know, seven stories next door, you're really depressing yourself the amount of your apartment to see on two sides of the building. So it's really what you're putting in front of it that makes it worthwhile. So always remember what you're reflecting. It does sort of capture light. But to me, it's all about texture. You know, we get caught up about light, bright, making it bigger, but it's about creating a type of mood. So, you know, if you can't hang things on the wall, again, we've got 3M hooks. You can also, one of my favourite ones is like a divider screen that you can either get off eBay or go to, you know, IKEA, or go to Freedom and just get like a concertina screen. And then you can actually hang artwork from it. So you can hang things high, so you get different looks and colours. Or you can actually like spray them and turn them into a headboard for a bedroom. So that way you're getting large, I think the large surface control is one of the biggest things. So if you can sort of create an area that's got your colour palette in away from what's already originally there, and they're all things that you can take with you, and they're adaptable. Like you can change the colour of the screen any time you want. You can change the artwork that hangs over it any time you want. But, you know, one of the things that we've seen such a big surge in lately is plants. And there's nothing better than, you know, putting plants into your house and create a nook, and then just put a really small light. You know, there's some lights that, you know, IKEA is good for these ones, but you just put a small light at the base behind the pot plant, so it gives that 3D effect. So it creates that night mood.
And like fronds really up on the ceiling, frond outlines. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Call for Batman or something.
No!
Fire plants.
Oh, I'm worried about you, Annie Lou.
Little simple. Sorry, what was that?
I'm worried about her. Shayna, I'm really worried. I don't know that she mentioned that she's moving out of her parents. And last week I said, how's the house hunting going? She goes, I found one, but I'm worried it's too close to mum's place.
Yeah.
And it was like,
but the main reason with being at home is that there's not enough storage. So I'm really cramped at the moment, and there's things falling out of everywhere.
So you're just going to stay at mum and dad's and just rent a place to put your stuff in?
Pretty much. Maybe that's where I should go. I should be renting a shipping container.
Hey, Shayna. Go.
I was going to say, the funny thing is, I've got a funny story about first moving out of home. I moved out with three other girlfriends, and we rented a house, and it ended up like right near my mum and dad's. And I didn't think it was going to be an issue. But then they would walk the dog on a Sunday morning, like 8 o'clock for hello. And, you know,
she's not up yet. She's still not home.
In a bit of a party house. It quite worked.
Oh, no. Hey, you've had a massive busy year. What's on the dance card for 2020?
Well, definitely looking at the block again next year. Yep. I've got something I've been working on with my kids, who used to actually be presenters on Joy quite a few years ago, Carly and Jess. Oh. Yeah, quite a while ago.
Small world. Say hi from us.
So we're working on a movie at the moment, and that Jess wrote it, and I'm doing all the production side behind the scenes. Carly is the editor and colourist, and so it's about domestic violence. So that's why I'm sort of, you know, working within charities that about kids' youth, about homelessness, about domestic violence. So it's all relating to what we're doing with the movie, because it's just something that is so close to my heart about making change. And I think that's something that we're moving forward with for next year with the movie, when it gets released hopefully the end of next year. So that's a big project we're working on.
Wow.
I've got my Rangers with Harris Scarf, which just really just moving along nicely. And I suppose hopefully another Selling Houses, and then we'll just see what happens.
Wow.
Amazing.
You've got plenty on. That movie sounds amazing that you're working on with the kids. Really,
yeah.
Obviously something very, very special. You are one very, very busy woman, and dirty at the moment, and I don't mean in a grubby sort of way. I mean in a dust-covered way. If you've just tuned in, we've been talking... If you've just tuned in, we've been talking to the beautiful and wonderful Shayna Blaze about all things that she's been tackling this year, congratulating her on the wrap of The Block. It was, I think, one of my most favourite blocks, being a guy that lived around the corner from there for a number of years. That building has just turned out stunning, and the contestants were so cool this year. There wasn't, I don't know, they seemed different to other seasons. I don't know.
Yeah, they were really lovely. I think, you know, there was they were very quirky, and they all brought something really different to the table design wise, and it made it so exciting for us to come in each week to see what they were going to do. But I think also that the thing is that the building was so huge. You would know, like, the Oslo, it's enormous. And, you know, it's three stories for each house. It's got, you know, double garage, and they're exhausted. They didn't have
they
time to worry
too.
About each other.
They looked it. Well, that, Shayna, thank you so much for calling into the Annie and Ando show this afternoon. Best of, if we don't talk to you before the Christmas season, I hope you and the family have a wonderful break. It sounds like you need one, or I'm telling you to have one.
We will.
And
we will.
We look forward to catching up with you in the new year.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. Good to chat.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Shayna.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.